Here for a real hug.
Darn Italians, they gotta hug everybody. What's wrong with you? You broke your hand. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, I'm revolving doors.
What the frick? Oh, man.
How are you?
Doing well. Things are good. Shelly's doing well. Angie's doing well. Shelly is, you know, still riding a little bit of the storm out, but she's doing okay. He's doing great.
What?
And Alex is sophomore in high school.
Is that what
he
said?
Where?
He was a little baby when he
was. All right, we got seats. We got seats. Come on in.
Okay.
Okay. Go around to your right. Over by right.
Things are going well.
Good.
Still teaching. Going on my ninth year now. I'm still driving.
Oh, you come here. I'm going to snatch one then.
say hi to another.
Oh. It's a picture of one. Oh, hey. It's nice to see you again. Yes, we do. I'm interested in that.
I never remember which of you did you
get the wrong
one.
So I'm giving her the one that was supposed to go to the AGE was not staying because her sister's there.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah. Those are details. So. It's fine. Have you seen Mindy?
Carl, do you want me in this chair or one over?
Mike has his own special chair. So if you, Julie, and Mindy are over there, and Neil and I are over here.
Oh, okay.
Special chair.
How are you doing?
Who's over there?
Julie.
There she is.
Yeah. So if you got three chairs over there, because Mike's got a chair at the sound table.
Wait, Julie, you're where?
If she's over here by me, she'll come over to you when she's ready. Do you need me? Or just trying to check on the first place.
She's here.
She's, I don't know where she is because we've been outside. Just remember to mention that I can have a copy of the minutes of our
trip. Okay, no need to make that phone call. Into the street. Wrong theme.
Civil rights movement.
Test. No, it works.
There you go.
Between us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
That group out there sounds alive.
Yep. The meeting of the Board of Directors of the National Federation of Blind of New York State at the 55th Annual Convention will come to order. Let's take it from the top and see if I can get away with a roll call without hitting a bump. Mindy?
Here.
We made it. I'm safe. Mike?
Here.
Julie?
Here.
Ray?
Here.
David?
Here.
Romeo?
Here.
Oh my God, I'm on a roll. Ed? Ed White? It happened. I know he's in the hotel. Charlie? He's finishing up eBay, I'm sure. Charlie? Lucy? It's eBay, yep. We're competing with making money. That's okay. Elaine? Laura? Herman? Miss Herman?
eBay?
Bless her. And... there's got to be a wise ass in the crowd. Angie? Margo?
Here.
Maria? She's here too, I know. Right. Everybody I've called is registered. Everybody I've called is somewhere in this building. But anyway, we've got a quorum. I'm not worried about a quorum. There are a few things that I want to accomplish today, a few things that I'd like the board to consider. This is an open meeting of the Board of Directors. If a vote is required, it will be from the board. Tomorrow there will be opportunity for everybody and Sunday as well, there'll be opportunity for the full membership to vote on issues. There are some things that will come to the board and some things that the convention as a whole will consider. But if there are questions and people want to ask something and I have the time, I will recognize the board members first. And if we have the time, we will recognize other members of the organization. Generally, at national convention, we don't have the ability to recognize everybody. So it's just board members that get to ask questions. But in this case, that will be the pecking order. I would like to also see if we can get to dinner by 5:30. Anybody object to that? Otherwise, if we need to, we'll do what we have to do. But that's my target. A couple of things I want to go over, and in way of routine reports, you all should have received, board members, that is, copies of minutes from between Albany Seminar and the last board meeting that we had via teleconference. I think most people have had a chance to receive them by email. If not, we could resend them. But given that I believe the majority has received the minutes and has had a chance to review them, I would entertain a motion from the to accept as presented. Is that what you're moving? I got David and Margo and Margo moving, David and Mindy seconding to accept the minutes as presented to the board. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Julie also has, if anybody cares, she has large print copies. These minutes are available to the membership, but the board has ratified its actions just now. Financial reports. We somebody said to me the other day, do we have an affiliate without somebody wounded in terms of the executive committee? I think Julie is one of the few that is not wounded. Mike's got a bad shoulder. I've got a bad back. Mindy's got a bad knee. And Ray, not to be outdone, now went and broke his hand. So, Julie, are you the only one that's working, or is your left ear still bad? Okay, good. Good. It's unanimous. We all like that Spirit of 76 picture. If you remember the three guys carrying the flag and the fife and drum. But we're good. We're getting there, though. You couldn't stop those boys. So given that Ray has been forbidden for some time now, coming up on a month, to use do anything on a Braille sense or on a keyboard, we are delayed in getting a report in hard copy to y'all. What we can do is, and I can pass that mic over, there's a mic that Ray can take, and give you a report as to where we've been and where we are. Now, we are waiting currently, and I will give the mic to Ray after this, we are waiting currently for receipt of our 2010 audit report and our 2010 990. When that's available, we will make that available to anybody who wants it. You simply need to call or email the office, and we can make those forms available. They come up from National, and these things take a lot of time to prepare. National's preparing 53 of them for the affiliates and for the organization itself. It takes a while. Been through those things. Long read. At any rate, so when those things are available, they'll certainly be out there. But 2010 is not complete. We did 2009 last year. It always seems to be almost a whole year behind. But that's your government, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, having said that, Ray, anything you care to say?
Okay, well, speaking, can you hear me? Speaking as someone who's not known as an optimistic personality, I have to say that we're doing surprisingly well financially. For those who don't know, we have a professional fundraiser who does both outreach and fundraising for us. And he and I were talking this week, and we were both marveling at the fact that we've done, despite the economy, we've really done very well this year with the outreach work that he does and with fundraising. People are still contributing, and in fact we're getting even more contributions. So I can't give you an exact number, but we're doing well. For those who don't know, what they do is they call and write to people in the organization is called Capital District Callers, Inc., and they call and write to people in the Albany, Syracuse, Buffalo, and I think Rochester areas. And despite the economy, people are still giving. So that's good news. We also got a sizable donation, about $9,200 early this year from a large jewelry sale that Mindy's sister did down in Florida. So we are doing well. We've been able to continue the scholarship program, and that's both the combination of the money that we're getting from the fundraiser, the money that we're getting, the donation I just described, and the money that all of us are contributing, as well as some individual donations specifically for scholarships. We have, as we'll hear later, we have 5 scholarship winners this year. We're also able to bring another individual, sort of a convention scholarship. And we're still able to also assist other people who need assistance going to attending state conventions, national conventions, and legislative seminars. So, you know, it could always be better, but given what the economy is overall, I'd say that we're doing pretty well.
Questions? I mean, that's an overview, like I said, given that was a one-handed report. Carl knows. The first name I heard that wasn't mine was Mindy. Oh, Vinny, I'm sorry. All right, hold on. Let me take Vinny. Okay. Vinny, go.
Hold on.
Hold on. Wait. Vinny, wait. There's a microphone coming to you.
Hold on, Vinny. I'm sorry. I screwed up.
Oh, you are.
Ray, do you have any idea roughly what we have on our account? Do we have some idea?
About 30, Vinny.
About $30,000, Vinny. Okay. All right, now I heard. I broke my own. I was reminded that I broke my own rule. Mindy, you asked for the floor? Mike's coming to you. I've got the podium mic in my hand.
I'm seeing. Okay, my question is, I understand that we're doing well for right now, and that's a good amount of money to have in the account at this moment. But I would have to point out that the $9,200 donation from my sister won't happen again next year. I'm wondering, you know, what are we planning in terms of keeping that account going?
We're continuing with the professional fundraiser. We're always open to additional fundraising ideas. I think we're going to do. Did I hear right? We're going to do some pledges this weekend. We're going to do a pledge drive this weekend. For those of you who don't know, be here on Sunday. I think I start singing if people don't pledge money. But seriously, we can always do well to find additional ways to fund the organization.
I will also be announcing tomorrow. I don't want to take all the thunder away. There's an exciting project that we're getting into, that a sister organization of ours is getting into, a very close sister organization of ours, almost a twin sister. It will be getting into, and I will talk about that tomorrow with a couple of other people, one of our members and a great newcomer to our movement, to our organization. I don't want to give it all away now. So wait till tomorrow morning. I'll be talking about some of that. I think it has the chance to be really huge in this state, and yeah, just huge for this affiliate and for blind kids and blind seniors. La 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 la. But if I told you any more, then you wouldn't have to come tomorrow. other questions on the finances?
Yeah, I had a question. You mentioned the cities where the professional fundraiser raises funds from. You didn't mention New York City or Long Island.
No, this particular company has said they've never done New York City. I've said, why don't you do New York City? It is impossible to be a telemarketer in New York City.
Another company tried.
Yeah. Yeah, Ray reminds me that, it has to be a good 10, 15 years ago. Okay. Another company did take a stab at it, and they just fell on their faces. This company comes as far south as Poughkeepsie and does most of the state from Poughkeepsie north and from Albany west. So if you exclude what would be thought of as the bedroom of New York City and New York City and its bedrooms, I'd hate to think of our folks in Westchester, Rockland, Nassau, and Suffolk as our bedroom, but but some folks do refer to it that way. I don't know if that addressed your question, Chris. We have tried. Yeah. Others? Moved. I have a motion to approve the treasurer's report. Got a second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, board. Couple of housekeeping announcements. Linda, you still here? You there? Okay. Would any of you who have not received your banquet/lunch ticket for tomorrow, please stand, and Linda will make sure that you don't leave the room without it. At some point, when she gives you your ticket, you may sit down again. That way, there's less on her to chase you down tomorrow. A lot of you are here today, and that will help get rid of tickets. You all have those prepaid things, and that's cool. Tomorrow, up until 5 o'clock, Linda will be looking for some help on this, but she'll ask for it. Don't forget the horse race. I've got horses in the room here, don't I? If I remember my horses right, and some of you don't know your horses yet. But I know the Chansey and Romeo and Chris and Craig know your horses. It will be a surprise to Arthur and Kate to find out that they've had saddles put on them. But Arthur and Kate, thank you very much in advance. I forget which horse won last year. Tickets are on sale in $5 increments at the from Linda. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Committee? Yes.
Okay. So exactly, you get to don't nag me. No,
Mike.
Exactly. Right. Well, I'll take the bit in my teeth and go with it. I know. All right. Well, I'm going to go to dinner and order myself a plate of stallions. All right. I could do this as long as you guys are breathing, by the way. I'm not proud or tired.
Mike.
Let's spur this meeting along. Mike.
I just had somebody approach me. They lost a pair of glasses. If anybody finds them, please bring them to me. I'm up to the right of the head table.
Okay.
Yes, no, maybe, okay.
Okay, well, if somebody finds them, please bring them to Mike. If you found them already, and if you find them in the meantime, I guess Mike will know. Get a hold of Mike, he'll know who they are, or who it is that lost them. You want to make an announcement? Okay, I was going to make an announcement for you, but here goes your announcement. Here's your mic.
Thank you. Thanks. Everybody who was involved, everybody who's been involved in either the carrying or bagging of door prizes, if you'll meet me here in this room right after the board meeting, I will appreciate that. Thank you.
And Romeo and... Well, that's for them. Oh, that's for them too? Romeo, Arthur, and Will as well? Even though you might not have bought a door prize, you're helping. Okay. Okay, that's all. Okay, that's what you meant. I'm sorry. Don't worry about one. I had another announcement to make. In the meantime, Bray said something about a scholarship class being in this room. I don't know how many are here right now, but we'll find out. Some are still on their way, and that's okay because school does get in the way. I remember when I was a student, I never let anything get in the way of a party. But that was the 60s. And that's why bachelor's degrees took 18 years back then. Exactly. Baby boomers rule. Well, from lazy boy chairs, maybe. But I'd like to give this for a few minutes to Ray to name the people in the class of 2011. And when he calls your name, if you can give us about 30 seconds of... Oh, wait, that's not going to work. I'm going to pass Ray my mic. And Ray will do it on my mic, and Mike will mic you. Robinson will bring a microphone to the member of the class. We only have one cordless that's working right now. Yeah, logistics.
If anybody is bored or feels like you need exercise, you're more than welcome to come and take this from me.
Yeah, if somebody would like
to
volunteer, you know what?
Let you run around with it.
I need a volunteer who can do this for Mike with his bum shoulder, et cetera, et cetera. So if somebody would come and take this microphone from him. All right, Loretta's got it covered. Good. Thank you, Loretta. I should have had the brains to do that myself. And by the way, for Mike to ask for that, guys, he's hurting today, guys. I know stubborn people too well. All right, having said that, I'm going to pass my microphone over to the chairman of the scholarship committee, Ray Wayne, and you'll make an announcement regarding dinner, too, while you're at it, Ray.
Where are you? Okay, here we go.
I better make the dinner announcement first, otherwise I'll forget. Scholarship winners, scholarship committee members who can, and Carl and Anil are welcome to... somebody probably don't know. Who's that Anil that he just mentioned? Well, I'm sure we'll hear from him in a little while. Are invited to dinner at the... he's looking for the Yoo-hoo. Invited to dinner at the restaurant right after this board meeting, or as soon as we can do it after this board meeting breaks. Okay, we do have 5 scholarship winners. I don't know if all of them are here yet. I've seen 3 or 4 of them. if I remember them, I'm going to take them in alphabetical order. We have from New York City, Nihal Erkin. You here, Nihal? Okay, there she is. Say hi.
Your school, just what school? Oh, okay.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
My name is Nihal Erkin, and I'm from New York City, who is going to LaGuardia College. I started spring 2011. And I'm majoring psychology. I don't know what to say. It just made me very happy. This scholarship is very important. Came from my family. Thank you so much.
Also from New York City, Amanda Maxson.
I'm Amanda Maxson.
You have to talk close into that mic.
Yeah. I'm fortunate to be here a second time as a scholarship winner. I was honored to receive it last year. And I go to Hunter College, and I'm getting my master's degree in to be a teacher of the blind and visually impaired.
All right, the next one I haven't seen. Tommy? You here, Tommy Needham? Not here. Yeah, we sure would. We'll hear from him tomorrow. By the way, we'll hear from all you guys tomorrow morning at about 9:15. So be prompt. Valeria Paradiso. I'm going to mess that name up every time. I apologize. Valeria Paradiso. Yes, please.
Hi. Hello, everyone. My name is Valeria Paradiso. I am an undergraduate student at Hunter College. I'm a psychology major and a classical music minor, and I'm very, very honored to be here.
Thank you. And finally, I think this person probably is one of our youngest federationists when she first joined, and now she's 18 or so, Bridget Walker from somewhere in the middle of the state.
Hi, everyone. My name is Bridget Walker. I'm currently at SUNY Ulster in my first semester. My goal is to become a teacher of the visually impaired with a secondary in assistive technology.
Yay. Okay, and there'll also be, I'll get into this a little more later, but there'll also be will there be a student lunch? There'll be a student division lunch, which I will be at, and dinner this evening, and a breakfast tomorrow morning for you, for the scholarship winners. Okay, that's who we have.
Yeah, like Ray said, to clarify, tomorrow morning in the poolside room, scholarship committee and scholarship recipients, scholarship winners this year, will meet for breakfast to get a little more acquainted with the real you. The committee knows the paper you. They'd like to meet the you in the flesh. And the committee has met you all by paper. Come and let the committee know it didn't make a mistake. 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock in the poolside room. This evening, dinner this evening, maybe, I guess if we break here, maybe 5:45 in the restaurant for the committee, right? And the winners, etc. Okay, tomorrow morning also, scholarship class, you got about 15 seconds this morning to give, just now, to give, hi, my name is Joe, I'm going to major in economics, and I hope to be rich. Yeah, that's about what you said. That's about what you all said. You each have about a minute And you'll never know how long a minute is until you've tried to fill it with words. You have a minute to 90 seconds tomorrow to speak to the convention, introduce yourself. Of course, the committee will be listening, too, as well as 100 of your closest friends. So don't be nervous. There's only 100 people listening to you at the same time. It sure beats having 3,000 people listening to you in a national convention. And at some point tomorrow evening, after session is over, the scholarship committee is going to meet and talk about you and decide who gets what at the that evening's banquet. So at that evening's banquet, you will also get a chance to come to in front of the 100 of your closest friends. And don't be nervous. Now, having said that, I think the scholarship program is a really neat program. I've had the joy of being a part of the scholarship National Scholarship Committee for over 20 years now, and it's one of the more fun things I get to do in this organization. Said it to Dr. Maurer every time I've gotten reappointed. I mean it. He can appoint me until I'm on life support, and I will enjoy every year of it. It's new every year. It's challenging every year, and you young people are the future of our organization. That's part of what I love about that committee. But I also love the idea that we do it here in New York, too, because the affiliates, we can't build a national organization without affiliates. Having said that, I'd sure like to entertain a motion from a board member that we continue the scholarship program to the best of our ability next year. So I've got two so moves. I got seconds all over the place. Any discussion? Board, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, board.
Thank you, board.
Thank you, board. B-O-A-R-D. I was trying to decide that I put the A in there. Wake up, folks. I was trying to decide about the A. There are two or three things I want to say, else otherwise, to the group and to the board. But before I do, another one of the fun things that I get to do is go around and visit other affiliates. Sometimes I'm on the receiving end of a representative, but it's also fun to be sitting where the gentleman to my right is sitting right now in terms of visiting other affiliates. I've done this quite a number of years now. I always manage to steal something or an attitude or a philosophy or a thought or an idea or something from another affiliate. It just gives you a good idea of the diversity of this organization. And I guess he's going to keep coming till he gets it right. Exactly. But we're not playing cards this year, so he can't try to take our money away. Although if somebody wants to take him up on a game of cards, we can play some cards maybe tomorrow night online. We'll talk about that later. But this time we'll play for real bucks. Having said that, for whatever he cares to say, for as long as he cares to say it, but he's hungry too. The guy can eat, and he's looking for a can or a bottle of Yoo-Hoo. I give to you for whatever he cares to say. Our national representative this year, Anil Lewis.
That's a fundraiser there.
Thank you. I want to thank the Lord for the New York affiliate, and thank the board for mobilizing such a wonderful affiliate. It's my pleasure to be back here in New York. I forget the year that I was here before. Was it 07? Oh, man, you guys, you make me feel loved. Do you remember? Either that it was just so awful that you'll never forget. 2007, oh, my God. Excellent. I'm looking forward to a wonderful weekend. It's always been a lot of fun, already been a lot of fun. For those of you who were here earlier for the town hall meeting, I love to see the organization in action in that way. I think it was a wonderful job of holding the rehab services and educational system accountable for the quality of service that they provide. And it also showed, in my opinion, the collaborative spirit of the Federation, meaning that we identify the problem, but we also want to be part of the solution. But in order for us to be the part of the solution, we have to count on those individuals to be good stewards of the positions that they hold as well. So, Carl, I applaud you for putting that together and making that part of the convention. I think that was awesome. Before I say anything further, I want to, as I always have to, express my, Dr. Maurer's regret that he cannot be here at the New York affiliate. It will be my pleasure to report to him on Monday that he missed a wonderful convention, I'm sure. And it's also a pleasure for me to be here with Carl Jacobson, who has been a tremendous colleague of mine. We served on the board together. But even more so, I had the wonderful responsibility of serving as the scholarship committee chair for several years. And Carl, as he stated earlier, was a member of the scholarship committee at the time. And you can only get things done if you have good people on your team helping you get it done. And I think that we were successful during those years because of individuals like Carl. Carl is, as you all know, a wonderful talent, balances humor with some real talk. And I think that helps things get done, those tedious, long-suffering things get done in a more pleasant fashion. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I work for Carl this weekend. Anything he has me do, I will do. And I'm looking forward to serving in that capacity because I see here that he has developed, or you guys have all developed, a wonderful affiliate. And it is my pleasure to be here serving in the capacity of the national representative. So I'm looking forward to a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
Well, I guess I can't send you for the Yoo-Hoo then, huh? Do we have Yoo-Hoo in Albany? And Nolan and I were sitting up here talking about Yoo-Hoo before the meeting started.
Don't know about Yoo-Hoo.
Who knows about Yoo-Hoo? Say aye. Who can get a Nil and I a bottle of Yoo-Hoo? Say aye. There you go. I know. You probably can't get Yoo-Hoo for about 100 miles. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. Pepsi owns the town. We got. You can probably get a Yoo-Hoo as easy as you can get a White Castle, huh, Charlie? Charlie figured out the closest White Castle to Albany is 109 miles from here. Right? So you might as well go to the city. The city's 160 to our front door. So, all right. We'll get our Yoo-Hoo sometime. There was another thought that I was having, and it comes out of it came out of the financial report. And unless somebody disagrees with me, I'd like to continue to proceed this way. And Ray was talking about how much money we had and money was coming in and what we were able to do and expenses that we'd have. And Mindy said, what are we going to do to get more money, et cetera, et cetera. I know that we are going to do what it takes to get the money. I was in an affiliate recently where people, they had a small endowment and somebody had to take money out of the endowment to cover some ongoing bills. And the comment was made that, oh, we're spending our future. They likened it to a retirement account, an endowment that they were using. And I thought to myself, and I said it later to the affiliate in my capacity as national representative, and I'd like to offer that as a thought to our own board, that this organization isn't going to retire. All of us as individuals will retire someday and reach the end of our journey sometime. But the National Federation of the Blind is on a journey forever. It's on a journey that transcends the generations. And to think that we should save money for our old age, this organization isn't going to get old. Those of us will come and go through the organization. So what I propose to do, and what we have done, it's been our philosophy for a while, and I've seen other organizations with differing philosophies. We are going to spend the money that we have to help each other, to get the word out about blindness, and to assist each other in getting together, to inspire each other, to act as a support group, which was mentioned this morning. We will do what it takes to promote the mission of the National Federation of Blind with whatever money we have or don't have, but we will continue to act accordingly based on the dollars we have. If we got more, we'll do more. If we have less, we'll do less. But I don't see any point in trying to save it for tomorrow, because tomorrow is that tomorrow gives you the opportunity to raise more money if we believe in our organization. So as long as we all believe in our organization, we're going to raise money. And I don't plan for this organization to ever retire. So anybody, that's my guiding. That's the overview that we would use in making decisions in the management of the affiliate's finances. It's a broad stroke thing, of course, but that's where we've been. I offer that to you for what it's worth. We have other announcements. We have other things happening at this convention. What we do? I told you about the announcement that's coming tomorrow. Mindy, you have one, and I got another one for you in a minute. Hold on.
Our reception tonight is open to everyone. Please meet at the poolside room off the lobby, right in the lobby, actually, just around past the front desk. Ignore the sign that says the pool is closed, because to us it is open. We have hired lifeguards to be there. If they're going to be there, it'll be a great thing for us to do the same. But, it is just closed to the public. But, you don't have to go swimming. If you didn't bring your suit or decided to, you'd rather not go swimming, that's all right. Just come and let's have some fun and relaxation together. There'll be hors d'oeuvres. and probably lots of candy. So, there'll be chairs. So there'll be tables and chairs around the pool as well as in the poolside room. But let's start in the poolside room. Thank you. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you all in a few hours. And here's Carl. 7:30 this evening. Okay? I'm sorry. Wilbur, I didn't catch what you were saying. I heard the Mindy part. Yeah, I was actually wondering that. Last time they furnished towels. Now, see, aren't we glad Father John is here? Yeah. Well, isn't it a pleasure to have him back again? Yeah. He just saved us all from carrying towels all around the joint and then trying to figure out which was ours and all that. Oh, my goodness. Carl just said, thank you, St. Terry Cloth. okay, so I think that was all that I needed to say. So I will see a couple of you right after we finish here. But in the meantime, Mr. President?
You'll have to grab a mic.
I am. I was thinking about that. My arm's reaching way
down. That way we could do this meeting sitting down. This is cool. Okay, I think, are there any other members of the board that have questions to come to the board? Now, are there questions regarding convention arrangements from anyone and things that were unanswered about this weekend? William, go ahead.
It's a side thing. There's somebody here that wants to know where they can do draw prizes?
Mindy?
Okay, let me have that
mic. Gilda.
Okay. Not here? We're not coming here? Okay. Okay, those of you that I told to meet me here, we're just going to meet here. We're going to the Gilder room, and that is where we're going to have the door prizes delivered. So if you have door prizes, I would like them then. And I would like the – Angie, should we get the auction things now, or should we get them tomorrow morning? Now, okay. Is that what you said, Ange, now?
Yes,
okay. So if you have auction things, we need to know that now, too. So in the Gilder room, okay, right after this meeting. Do we have questions? Well, it's going to be any second, actually. Right after this meeting means as soon as we walk out here, go to your room, get your stuff, and bring it down. Gilder room, where the eBay seminar was. Okay.
Yeah. Laura? Laura is in the room. Laura and Elvis are in the house. Elvis has left the house. Laura has not. Neville, go, man. Oh, yeah. Charlie, you're here, too. That's right. I noticed that before. Charlie is present. And Lucy, are you here? Lucy's here, too. Maria? Ed White? Maria and Ed White? You got 100%, Madam Secretary. Maria, did you say you... Yeah, I heard her say yes. Yeah, she said yes. I heard that. Oh, well, Mindy's singing. I'm sorry. Oh,
I just wanted her to come up here after.
Yeah, Mindy wants to see you later. Did you catch the message? Mindy wants to see you later.
After this meeting.
Yes, after the meeting. I know, it's a shock that Mindy broke out into song, I know. Speaking of which, Mindy and I would like to see the sextet, which used to be an octet, which it used to be the Seven Dwarfs, and it's down to being a sextet now. It used to be Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It's down to being a sextet, so I can't get myself in too much trouble except by the use of the word sometimes. I would also I would also suggest to Mindy, I didn't tell Mindy this, but I had a thought before because I knew she wanted me to make this announcement. I would suggest, particularly to Linda and Lori, that if you fall off the bike or the horse, you get back on again. Remembering our past experiences. Mm-hmm. When we fall off the horse or the bike, we get back on again. So what we're looking for to do just now, right after the meeting, is a convenient time for the six of us to put our throats together. We don't have to do anything now, but just looking for. And I would prefer tomorrow in the afternoon time. I've got enough to do after session, and so do other people. I have enough to do. Okay, fine. It'll take about 10-15 minutes up during lunch hour. Neville, go.
Yeah,
general session is at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We have a really tight agenda, although it looks like I've left room in it. I know it's gotten really tight. And 2 o'clock will be the afternoon general session. I do plan to start on time at 2 o'clock. I think the person on the agenda tries to stay on time anyway, on the agenda for 2 o'clock. How many of you do not have your agendas yet? Say aye. Oh, that's not many. Okay, so most of you know what's going on. All right. At 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, we will also be hearing from former governor and latest New York City radio personality, Governor David Patterson. We'll be here at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and staying through the banquet. I think actually he's coming up tonight sometime, so he'll be here in the morning as well. He has an engagement. He won't be able to stay for on Sunday. He has to leave early, but he will be here from late this evening. He can't leave the city until he finishes his afternoon radio show, which I think is a really neat thing. I'll say something about that tomorrow by way of introduction. But afternoon drive time is the second best market you get in radio. And he's got afternoon drive time in New York City, which probably takes in like 25 million or better listeners. It takes in New Jersey, Westchester, far north, far east, south. Takes in an awful lot of audience. And I've already heard him talk about our issues on the air. I'll give you this quick one so I don't have to spend a lot of time talking about it tomorrow. There was a press conference that Mindy and I were at when his new show was announced. And he was introduced, and he took the mic and said, you know, as a young person, I used to listen to the radio a lot growing up, and I got a lot of my information from the radio. And I suppose I wouldn't have needed the radio as much had my parents not been lied to about Braille. He said, if I had learned Braille as a kid, I could have had two sources of information, not just the radio. But since my parents were lied to, I really depended on the radio, and he went off to talk about the radio. But once again, he's punching the theme of his parents being lied to by the school system. Our parents are still lied to today, and he has said it several times on the radio about parents being lied to. So we can't buy that kind of publicity. Yeah, you just get the real deal. So, you know how to make noise tomorrow. You made it for him 2 years ago when he was in office. Now he's out of office. He was a good guy then. He's still a good guy now. He's a better guy now, Mindy said. Well, that's true because he had to be a governor before. Now he's you know, former governor and friend and colleague and member and brother and friend, la, 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 la. Anyway, WOR710.com, for those of you who don't live in New York City. For those of you who are in New York City, WOR710 AM, 4 to 6. And for those of you who don't live in the city, WOR710.com. There's always a live stream of whatever show is on. It's also interesting on New York radio, and I don't know about radio in other parts of this state. I've heard enough of it around the country. It's very unusual to find a more liberal point of view on the radio nowadays. That's just an observation. That is not saying that I have one opinion or the other. I think he brings a balance to that. I'm willing to talk to any of you about it another time, but that's not board business. I had one last announcement for the board, and I don't remember it. I'm being reminded that breakfast is complimentary here in the hotel, so. Yeah, for those of you who had thought about that, some of you got here today, some of you noticed it this morning. It's free. It's a free breakfast. I would suggest, though, on a very personal level, it is a free breakfast. It is also a buffet. One of the reasons hotels can do free breakfast, and because they put them out as a buffet, and they don't need a lot of staff to do that. Consequently, they are generally less staffed. We've asked for them to have more staff. to assist. Now, buffets are okay. You know, we've all gone through buffet lines. But if you're going through by yourself, it's sometimes a decision to make. Are these the eggs or are these the grits? Those are the grits. Okay, I'll have some of those. What else is this? Let me see. You know the drill. So somebody's going to probably give you a hand down there. You're not paying for the breakfast. $2 or $3 out of your pocket is cheaper than a breakfast for that person to having done that favor. Hey, tip them, yes. Minnie put it more bluntly than I did. Tip them! for dinner. Yeah. So use those too, yeah. Somebody did. Some people did. I didn't get them. They don't give me anything. Oh, I know. It broke your hearts. If there are no other questions, I just heard a motion to adjourn to my left. I have a second. All in favor? Opposed? Thank you. Tomorrow morning, ladies and gentlemen, all together at 9 o'clock.
Sextet. Quickly.
He said arrange for it.
I'm talking about it for now.
Now. Yeah. I'm talking about it for now.
Oh, okay. Then I thought I heard you say something else. Who called my name?
Have you got the people assigned yet? Ray?
No.
I'm here, Chris.
Why didn't you talk to me about it?
Okay,
Arthur, we'll get it done. Sorry. Yeah, so we can do it at breakfast, but we just have to have it done before then. No.